T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're tuned in to Heat Check with Trista Crick.
On this episode of the Heat Check, we got a lot popping around the league. We discuss the latest news, including Dame Dalla going out for 60, one player taking a shot so bad that it gets his teammates ejected, Rui Hachimura breaking the internet in Japan, and we get into some other news around the league, including some tea on the Jameses, LeBron James Jr. and LeBron James Sr. Trade deadline approaching, so do me a favor, Nick, and drop that generic-ass beat. All right, let's start with a little news from around the league. While you were sleeping, Dame Time Lillard, Damian Lamont Ollie Lillard Sr., if you please, put on a tray, a 60-piece extra crispy wing tray platter on Utah Jazz and their heads. Just ridiculous, redonkulous, stupid flames. I'm getting text messages with the clock. That's the only thing I'm getting in the text message. Just easy, efficient, one of the best performances I've ever seen. And we talk about Dame Time, right? We talk about that. It's the fourth quarter, usually late in the fourth. This Wednesday, it started late in the third, where Dame made the final 20 consecutive points for the Portland Trailblazers. He had 50 points, a 50-piece, after three quarters of play. One of the very few to ever do that. And the entire game was kind of like just a little kid's fantasy in his backyard. Dame shot, 20 for 29 from the field, which is the fourth player in NBA history to get 60 and shoot 70% along the way. You have Wilt, of course, because he's right underneath the bucket, and he's big, and he probably dunked 80% of his shots. Karl Malone, who we hate for obvious reasons. David Thompson, who we've talked about recently. And that's just the beginning. According to the NBA, it was the most efficient 60-point game of all time. Yeah. Yeah, when he was told about this, hey, this was a crazy game. Did you know that this was historic? This is what he said.
No, I didn't. I mean, I usually, when I leave here, that's when I check my phone and I have, you know, messages and people sending me stuff or whatever. But I mean, I didn't know that. It's the most efficient 60-point game ever, for real.
Probably why it felt simple for you.
Yeah, it was pretty simple. Maybe that's, see? Dang.
So does this 60 hit you different?
He's smiling, looking at me.
That's crazy, because I ain't nothing. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I had a shot at the end of the shot clock from half court toward the end that I shot, it probably would have been a little bit better. I had a couple that I missed a free throw. Damn.
You also tied Jordan and Harden to the four, which is third most behind Kobe 6 and Wilt 32. But Kobe's within striking.
Well, he ain't catching Wilt. Yeah. That's out. That's out. Dang, that's cool.
We're not catching Wilt. No, you're not. So he was absolutely stunned, right? And this is what he had to say, pretty much exactly what you would think. I don't want to say that it was easy because they had big bodies and some long defenders out there, but I think usually I get into a groove where I'm just going without making those simple plays and teams start to come after me sooner. But I was kicking it ahead, I was swinging it, so it didn't feel like they actually came after me until the very end. That's why it seemed like the most simple one of all of them. Just the most simple 60-point performance of all of them that Dame has ever had. So I think the thing that's interesting about this performance is a jumping off point into what Dame has a new name for, this type of Dame performance. We've got Dame Time, right? But this is something different. Dame refers to this as Dame Space, like space and time. Dame Time is scoring 50. Dame Space is scoring 60 on 29 shot attempts. Dame Space is something that he must do and is unattainable to do and live there for an entire NBA season because, as he said, you would go crazy if you were to do that. You would have no life. You would only be preparing for the game. Sounds like me. Sounds like what my life is like, Dame Space. But Portland is going to need Dame Space because they are in the 13th seed. They are two games under 500. They have been blowing leads. They're not winning close games. And ultimately, players that they should rely on, could rely on, have relied on, are no longer reliable, i.e. Yusuf Nurkic. So in the last 10 games, Dame has been an astronaut. He's averaging, in the last 10, 38 points per game, 8.5 assists, 4.1 rebounds with one steal. And he's also limited his turnovers from four turnovers per game to three turnovers per game. So his play, even when Portland loses, has been incredible, has been something fun to watch, even in a sad L. And you know what? I've thought about it long and hard. I said it on Twitter last night. I don't care anymore. Honestly, I don't care about Portland winning or losing because ultimately that makes me sad. What I do care about is watching Dame Space. And if I can get Dame Space, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Portland being the 13th seed and Dame feeling like he has to be Superman and he has to score 60. I am, as a bettor, just elated to know that as long as they're in the doldrums, he's probably going to be safe to go off for 40 pretty much every single night, and they'll set the line at like 34.5. I am just purely happy, really, to see Dame be Dame again. Remember, he missed almost all of last year with an abdominal injury and surgery. We weren't sure if we were going to get to see this version of Dame ever again. And now we're getting not just Dame time, but Dame Space. A whole new level. He came back from that injury and had the ability to, I don't know, defy time, space, gravity. When is Dame? There's another level coming. Dame monster, Dame dinosaur. I don't know. I think it's just something that we all need to appreciate. The way that teams are blazing out West anyway, we're not doing anything. Let's be honest, the Blazers, they're not going to compete for anything of note. You think this team can beat the Nuggets? You think this team can beat the Memphis Grizzlies? No. You think this team could even beat the fully healthy? Who is guarding Zion on this team? Certainly not Nurk. It's not Nasir Little. No one. No one is stopping Zion on this team. So you have some fun young pieces. You got Jeremy Grant. You're going to sign him to a long-term deal. You're going to figure out what's going on with Anthony Simons because he may not work long-term. You've got to figure out how to get Nurk off the books. And then, honestly, and then develop the hell out of Keon Johnson and Shaedon Sharpe and maybe get yourself a little lottery pick because this lottery is going to be nice. All I care about from now on and all I think Blazer fans should care about now is Dame Space. As long as he's healthy, as long as he's putting up monster games, no more negative peeps from me. And honestly, the media should be the same. Stop asking Dame when he's going to grow tired of this organization. Stop asking him that. That makes him sad. That makes him question whether he wants to be on this team. Why are you guys pushing Dame to want out? You cover this godforsaken team. You want to see no Dame on this team? You want to get him so mad that he remembers that he almost asked out? Fuck those people, honestly. You are not worth the pen that is in your hand that you write those notes with. All right, let's move on. Oh, we got to talk about this Warriors game. Imagine taking a shot so bad it gets your own teammate ejected. Think about that. That happened in an NBA game last night. And not just any teammate. Your star player, one of the greatest shooters, if not the greatest shooter of our generation, Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry was so mad at Jordan Poole last night that he got kicked out of the game automatically. He was so frustrated that he put on these histrionics. He was so bombastic, so showy in his frustration, tossed his mouthpiece across the stadium floor and immediately got sent away. And I honestly believe that's something that we need to look at Jordan Poole about, right? I watched Jordan Poole shoot such an egregiously bad shot. Steph Curry was visibly done with him. He was done with the game. He knows that it's an automatic ejection. And he was like, I'm fucking done. I'm done with this kid. He kicked out of a rivalry game, right? Like a rivalry game that was razor close with a minute to go. A minute to go, Warriors up two, and it's just ridiculous. Do you know how bad your shot selection has to be for Stephen Curry to get ejected one out of the only three times that he's been ejected in his career? In 859 games, Steph Curry has only been ejected three times, and one of those times was because of you and your poor decision-making. Which is exactly what happened, right? Poole, this is what happened. Poole took a pass with Steph standing on the logo waiting for the ball. Steph's clapping for the ball. Yo, give me the ball. Give me the ball. And what does Jordan Poole do? He chucks a 28-footer that had absolutely no prayer of going in. That's Jordan Poole. Steph then runs up the court with a look of rage, takes out the mouthpiece, and rifles it into the stands. This is not a Steph indictment. This is about Jordan Poole. We need to have a serious discussion about Jordan Poole. And I think for those who have known him since he played at Michigan, he is a nice kid, but he is one of the most infuriating players to ever step on a court. This was the perfect example. Fucks up, comes close to losing the game for you, and then redeems himself with a last-minute layup in order to get you the win, where you basically, he's the puppy who shit around the house and then all of a sudden comes up to you with his toy late at night, and you're like, oh, God, like, okay, Jordan, I still love you. Yeah, get into bed. You know, that's, he wouldn't even glance Steph's way because he just shit in Steph's corner of his bedroom, got Steph ejected. And I like the confidence of Jordan Poole. I want a swaggy player. But damn, you got to have some situational awareness. Like Steph is thinking at this point, all right, we've got a Grizzlies team that's tough. They've come back from a 15-point deficit. We got to be smart. We got to hit timely shots. We got to protect the ball because we've lost four games in a row. The season's on the line. And he's thinking all of this. And you know what Jordan Poole is thinking at that point in time? I'm a gunner. Heat check. That's all he's thinking. I'm going to shoot this fucking ball right now. Steph, of course, gracious. This is what he had to say after the game.
Crucial time in the game, and the way that our season has gone, there's questions about the heightened sense of urgency of, you know, every detail matters. And when you want something really bad, you know, like just getting a win, and then, you know, fourth quarter execution, clutch time type situation, you know, all that stuff does matter. So I reacted in a way that obviously put myself out of the game and put the team in a tough place, but the intentions and the energy around what matters and the sense of winning, that's what it's about. Thankfully, we all responded, or my teammates responded extremely well. Clay with a big shot, Dre P with, you know, the game winner at the end. Execution was great. We needed that one. So there's a sense of urgency for sure, and kind of let my emotions get in the way of it.
No shit. But let's not get in the way of knowing that JP got in the way of you, right? Like, I loved Jordan Poole. I met him when he was a freshman. He went to the Final Four. He was alert. He was fun. He's well-mannered. He's well-meaning. There's not a bad bone in his body. I don't think he has any ill intent when he's taking 28-footers. I don't think he's spiting Steph Curry. But you got to know, dude, you are not Steph Curry. You will never be Steph Curry. You got to be more aware that this team is, our Dubs are in trouble, and you are a big part of why they are in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.